Mara is coming to bring a riot. We is air celebrity suicide. It's a riot. Did Mara from a bright sub with the dinner machila's tumor might be resorted, right? So the Mara says, hey, Chidam. Ibid be a shall you day chupa, the kesef shall you day chupa, the kavayu mechlo ochla. By the suin zichar, she's mechlo ochla. So over here, there's a yediyah g'dayla in the Tosfos Rihazakin. The Tosfos Rihazakin, v'chima, decides to explain what chup is over here. We had it on Daf Hey, we had it before. And on this subject he says, chup is yichud b'fnei edim. This is two big chidushim in the Tosfos Rihazakin. One is that chup is yichud. The Rambam, those shooters. The Rimagash that Chup is Yichud. The second Chiddush is the Rim Hazakin says Mufurish that Chupa needs Eidim. And that's something the Achronim, the Gdolei Achronim, handle. We have a famous Gemara in Kedushin, Sarach Yamid Beis, that Ein Dovah Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim, Kedushin needs Eidim. But the Gemara is going by Kedushin, the Gemara is not going by Nesuvah. The Tosfos Rihazakin learns that by Nisuin, you also need Eidim. And this is what the Avni Maluan, Simen Lamed Zayin, Paskins La'alocha, you also need Eidim. However, G'dayli Rabbi Seinu Achreinim were mistopping by this. Because we'll go Kefi Shlavim. The Avni Nezer in Simen Shin Sadikei and the Ursa Meach in Hilchus Ishus Perik Yud, they dan ba'oifin zeh on the Tosfos Rihazakin. Why is Kedushin a davar shebe'erva? Because it asses. As they taina bishleim a Kedushin, it asses la kulei alma. But by nesuin, you're not doing any more iser. She's already asser la kulei alma. As therefore what? As the Avnei Nezer says it, it's b'chlal not negayah to Isererva, because anyway she's Arsa. The Arsa Meach adds, the Gemara on Samachay Amid Beis is, by Kedushin, you should say, if the Ish is Moida, and the Ish is Moida, it does Valdim Kimei Edim Dami. Zog the Gemara, it's Chav Lachri. So Mela, you don't say it does Valdim. Zog the Arsa Meach, if there's no Nafkamina Klapi Iser, you're not hearing Iser, or deducting Yisr, as it's not Chav Lachrini. If it's not Chav Lachrini, as then Hoidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. As the Avnei Nezer Tainas Nisvara, if it's not Asing more or Matering more, Gerishin is a Mater, Kedushin is a Oyser, Nisuin's not changing Yisr, as that's not a Dovah Shebe'erva. The Dovah Shebe'erva is the Yisr Erva, doesn't change the Yisr Erva. And the Arsa Meach is that you should be Neman Midin Hagdolos Baldin. As what is the Tosfos Rihazakin hold? Why is it called, why do you need Edim in a Dovah Shebe'erva? As when the Avni Maluim says it, he adds a beer. He says, because you're changing the Dargo Chiyuv Misa. It's going from Skila to Chetik. An Arusa, if you're born an Eishes Ish, who's an Arusa, she's B'Skila. If you're born the Eishes Ish of somebody who's married, she's Bechanek, as you're changing the Chiyuv Misa, as you're changing the Einish. That's also called the Dovah Shebe'erva. As Avni Nezer Bamerk, the Avni Mulum Bamerk, he handles the Avni Nezer's Taina, and he's doing it.
Aren't you lowering the level?
Said him, getting also, you're being Mater. But whether you're Aser and Mater, Chachmer, Meiko, but it's changing the Din.
It's only by a
Nairo. You know, the times that he won't be Mizana too. He's just saying there is enough Kamina Ladina.
How's that adding more Isser?
You don't have to add more. You're changing. Gerishin is not adding Isser, it's being Matar. But you're changing a din in a Dovah Shebe'erva. It doesn't matter. That's Shlav number one, the tainus of the Avnei Nezer and the Arsa Meach. They say over b'shem Reb Chaim b'Bris. And he also wanted a taina that by nisuin you don't need eidus l'kiyuma. Koydim kedarkei b'kodesh v'esis makor. Diyuk in the Rambam. Rambam says kedushin you have to do before eidim, and nisuin you don't have to do before eidim. Aye, what's the hesper? They say over b'shem Reb Chaim ba'oyfen zeh. As they is Moshe, not the brisk of Mushalayim, not the brisk of Rav or Baro from Yeshua. The other side of the family is Reb Chaim. They say over from Reb Chaim that he said like this, that there's Reb Chaim in Sefer that handles Hilchos Yibum, if by Yibum you need Eidim. Reb Chaim over there makes the same deal. The Rambam doesn't say by Yibum you need Eidim. Zok Reb Chaim, what's the Hesper? Reb Chaim says, avot. He says, why do you need Eidus l'kiyum? He says, any chalois that a person makes, like Kedushin and Gerushin, the Torah told you, being that you're making the chalois, there's a way you make the chalois. The way you make the chalois is with Eidim. As when you're making chalois, the Torah told you how to make a chalois. Abi says, Yibum, Lashon Reb Chaim, is not asiyas ha'adam. It's asiyas ha'Torah. Ve'haraya zok Reb Chaim, because Yibum is chal, shaloi mitaiter. The guy doesn't want to be koine with Yibum. He just wants to do bias nus. And afilu hachi, the Torah says, Yibum is chal. As you see, Yibum is not a chalois that the person does. Yibum is something you do a ma'isa b'yad. The Torah says the chalois is chal. Say, v'zei, that's not called you're doing it. As when did the Torah give tnayim of Eidim? It's something you do, the Torah told you how to do it. But Yibum is not something that you do. That's the Svar Reb Chaim. Ad Khan, the printed Reb Chaim that we have. The other side, Reb Moshe added that the son of Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe added that Reb Chaim added Baal Peh, that who had the Nisuin. That's why the Rambam doesn't say Eidim by Nisuin, because Nisuin doesn't need Das. Why? Because Reb Chaim said, the way they say over, that Reb Chaim said, because the Kedushin is the whole Kenyan. Nisuin is just a Maisa Ishus. Memela, if you don't need das for the kinyan, because anyway it's not a kinyan, it's just a maisa ishus. Ad kan, the way they say over hagrach salavichi. La maisa, it's gonish pasha. It's ad kan the office. That's why Reb Chaim says, by nesuin you don't need edis l'kiyum. It's kredim kol, we see in the tesis we are talking, not that way. Number two. It looks like we're not getting there, but on Yud Beis Amid Beis, there's a Tosis Rosh, a Ritva, and it's Muchach and Tosis that by Yibum you need Eidus l'kiyum. Astam, a bunch of Rishonim, besides the Tosis Riazak and Lehedya by Nisuin, there's a Tosis Rosh and a Ritva and a Rajva and a Taisis Kipshutai on Yud Beis Amid Beis that's Mabura by Yibum, you need Eidus l'kiyum. As you see, the Rishonim didn't go for the Svar of Reb Chaim, Bein Lenyan Yibum, Bein Lenyan Nisuin. But what's even more shver is the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara says you learn out a Kal V'Chaimer. Chub is Koine. As you learn out a Kal V'Chaimer, Chub can make Dushan. The Fi Reb Chaim, that he's saying that Chuppah is not a Kenyan, it's just a Maise Ishus, and it's not a Kenyan Bechlal. So how could you learn how to call Chaim from there to Kenyan? That's the huge bomba on the way they say over Reb Chaim. Because yet Reb Chaim was Mefaltel Boifinze, he brought down such a tzad, but he didn't print it in his safe. Yeah. For good reasons. Yeah, Yos is the... It's a sharker raya from the Gemara. Not that way. Okay, as thus is the meaning in Klal Yisrael. Don't want anyone to walk out here thinking differently. The meaning in Klal Yisrael is you have Edom on the Chuppah. That is why the meaning in Klal Yisrael is you have Edom on the Yichud. Because where Yoytzer the Sheet is that the Yichud room is the Chuppah. And we have Edom that walk and they check. The Avodah the Edom is they walk in the room and they look that no one's there. And then they walk out and they have to stand there for a Shabbat and then they go. As we hold La Locha after all the raid, we hold La Locha, La Maisa, you need a Sikiduma, a Chuppah. Okay, as thus is a Yediyah in the Taisis Rehazakana. I'm sure you say this Dig a Yediyah. Okay, let's move on. Let's come back to the Guf HaSivya. As it's Rabur in the Gemara that by there's Bi Ayyadei Chuppah, Bekesef Sha'ayyadei Chuppah. What are these words? Bi Ayyadei Chuppah, Bekesef Ayyadei Chuppah. What do these words mean? As the Taisis Rosh says, that what it means is you do a Bia with a, and then a Chuppah, and you do a Kesef and then a Chuppah. And that's the standard procedure. You do Kedushin, then you do Mesuvah. Rashi over here says a Gemalik Yechidish. Rashi says, Bia Shal Yedei Chuppah, because Yolamine Kesef Shaloi Al Yedei Chuppah. Zak Rashi, Hechi Dami Diyalev Kesef Mipi. Iname of Bia Sheli Acher Chuppah. Rashi learns we're not talking about where you did Bia first and then Chuppah. We're talking about Bia Sha'al Yedei Chuppah means there's a Chuppah and then there's a Bia. The Makor of Rashi is the Gemara should have said Hechi Dami I Bia V'Chuppah. That means Bia first and Chuppah second. The Loshen Sha'al Yedei is mashma, the Bia is Al Yedei the Chuppah. First you do the Chuppah and then the Bia. As Mavur and Rashi, that you do the Chuppah first and then you do the Bia's Ketusha. Zog the Makne, in this Rashi you see a Gavaldi Gechidish. In this Rashi you see, we saw the Mishnah Lamelech's Grace Chakira and Isha's Perigyud. Can you do the chuppah before the kedushin? Is it shayach hamitzius or chuppah before kedushin? This is the Rashi. Rashi is mefurish. You could do a chuppah before a kedushin. The Taisis Rosh is choyle. The Taisis Rosh learns you can't do a chuppah before a kedushin. As therefore, the Taisis Rosh, so interestingly, when he brings Rashi, he says what Rashi means, Bia Shala'acha Chuppah, means you did a Kesef, Chuppah, and then a Bia. While you look in Rashi, Rashi never said that. What's the Taisis Rosh talking? And Mikoyer Zeh, yes, the Shiloh, why does the Gemara say Tarti? It's three. It's Kesef, Chuppah, and Bia. You look at the Taisis Rosh, you look in Rashi, parts of your glasses pop off. Where did he see it in Rashi? Rashi says, Chuppah Ubiya. Where did he see the extra Kesef? The Taisis Rosh holds, you can't do Chuppah before Kedushin. As he saw in Rashi, he had a stick in Rashi. It's talking about where you did Kesef, Chuppah, and then Bia. As it's correct, the Taisis Rosh, I think Mara says three and not two. The Fi Rashi, Rashi will learn Chuppah helps before Kesef, before Kedushin. As a Mela Rashi is Kipshuta, you should the Shail of the Rosh. The Fi Zeh, we have a Mefurisha Machlaikis Rishainim. Is it Shaykh to do a Chuppah before a Kedushin? Rashi Shita is you could do Chuppah and then Bia, and the Taisis Rosh holds you cannot do a Chuppah before a Kedushin. Tachas Mefurish and the Taisis Rosh. As now, originally we cleared it on Yud Amud Aleph. We get to Yud Amud Beis, we put it down in print. Machlokes Rashi, Taisis Rosh. Mefurish Rashi and Taisis Rosh. Okay, that's Chelik number one. B'shaita we saw the Svaras. Chuppah is this Yachlis Lu'ishos, maybe it's not Shayach before you do a Kinyan Kedushin. That's what the Taisis Rosh would hold, and Rashi would hold not that way. But Rashi continues, and Rashi says, V'yolech mimei kesev shechnisa achakach l'chopa. Oy, Rashi goes to the next chelik and he says, what is kesef ayidei chopa? It means kesef first and then chopa. Frek the atzmus yesef in the Rishash, Rashi's learning ayidei means that the B is afterwards. As when you go to kesef, it should be that the kesef is afterwards. Why does Rashi switch it in the second one? As Asmis Yesif says about a batashib shot, because it's usa to do bia before chuppah. As Rashi didn't want anyone to be over Yisurim. As in the Tzirah B, he said it must be you're doing the bia after the chuppah. Because he didn't want that the Gemara should be talking about a case of Issa.
Yeah.
The Rashashi, as the Lashon of the Gemara, Macheles Ayyidei Bia, is mashma that the bia is before the chuppah. That the B is after the chuppah. Hashem came by kesef, it doesn't use that lashon. Huh? That's what the achrayim means. Okay. That's pirush on bilim. Pirush of Rashi. Yeah. Let's go by it. Continues the Gemara. If we're talking about real shayidei chol kesef and betavayu mechol achla, it's pashit that you're mechol achla because it's in a suet. As the Shaila is, why by Nesuim is it Poshet that you're Achla? By Erisid, we need a Kal V'Chaymer. But by Nesuim, everyone holds you're Achla. Why is it Poshet by Nesuim you're Achla, and by Erisid, it's not Poshet? Oh. As over here, we have a Rashi and a Shita Lo'inayilami. And you say this Dikramat like this. Rashi learns, because the Pasuk says, Kol Tor Bebeisecha Oicho. The Pasuk in Parshas Korach. A state lehed in the Torah, there's a din achil of someone's Bebeisecha. As the Gemara held, Beisecha Zuchar means Nisuin. Because Nisuin is called Beisecha. As that's the Gerada, the feel the Gemara that says, if B is Nisuin Oisa, it's good that you're Oicho. You see in our Gemara that Al Yedei Bia Nesuin Oisa is called Beisecha. We handled with the Magid Mishnah, there's no Heted Bia, maybe it's not called Beisecha until you do a Chuppah. In this Gemara you see it's called Beisecha Lefi Rashi, even before you did, even if Bia is Nesuin Oisa, you didn't do a Maisa Chuppah. Avinishvi, stayed in Rashi, there's a drasha of Kol Tor Beisecha. And that's by Nesua, because Beisecha means Nesua. The Shita Lo'inayda Lami suggests another pshat. The Shita Lo'inayda Lami says that you could learn that by Nesuin, it's a Kinyan Gomer. Zichar, it's called Kinyanai, and you could be Oichol. By Erisin, the Gemara is going to say later on, it's Shayer B'Kinyanai. It's not a Kinyan Gomer. As it's not this like this new drasha, but over there it's pashit, it's kinyana, and he's eichol midin kinyana. So the shitul and neidus will be explained. Vinishvi, the Gemara says by nesuin it's pashit you could eat. As it can't mean nesuin, elavos, elalab bebiya shaloya yedei chupa, bekesef shaloya yedei chupa. Well, you didn't do a chupa yet. Yom Yerushalayim in Nesu'an Noisa. That's why B is more Pasha than Kesef, because B makes Nesu'an and Kesef doesn't. El Yom Yerushalayim Noisa, Maish Nachad of Shitalei, Maish Nachad of Asavtalei, Rem Nachem Bayitzav Loyal Mei Mechav Diyash Ayidei Chupa V'Kesef Shaloy Ayidei Chupa. Kami Hocha Tati V'Hocha Chodel Kal V'Choy Mermiya Isa. Vechi Shalach. Masha Tikna Nashem Biyasa Makhilasa B'Chumachil Yidei Chupa Kasim V'Losa B'Loy Chupa Zushi Biyasa Makhilasa Ayidei Chupa. And again, just like Kasper Machilah Shuma Beloy Chopa, but Maya says Shem Lachom Ena Misa Lachem Shuma Achetikodes Lachopa Mishum Deuna Midrabana Ben Bagbag Gabi Shifut Knanis Lo Shayer Bekinyana Hacha Shayer Bekinyana. As the Oilam that Mamish stayed till the end and didn't leave, Mamish was Matzah Gargoli. But you have to be a diamond dealer to appreciate the Margolius. But over here is a mafurish of Nagar. We've been saying you say Kedushin is the beginning of the Kenyan, the Suin is the Gemara of the Kenyan. As until now, we said it with a diet from the Gemara on Hamid Beis, because the Gemara says Chuppah is Goymer. A diet. Over here in the Gemara, we have it black and white. The Gemara says Erisin is Shayer Kinyanai. Nesuin is a Kenyan Gomer. Stay clearly. It's Mufurish in this Gemara, a Yisoid Gomer. That Erisin is a mixus Kenyan. It's not a full Kenyan. Now, you have many people that read the Gemara and they don't know how to find the Margolius that's Munach in the Gemara. And this Gemara is Marish a Margolius Gdailo. State that a mixus Kenyan. Number one. Number two. There are those yeshivas that go with the Nusach that the other side of the family said over B'Shem Reb Chaim. What's the pshat that chuppah is a gemar? The pshat is because kedushin is a kinyan. Nesuin is not a kinyan. It's just the ishus and the mela, the kedushin makes the whole kinyan. There were those in many yeshivas, they like every Reb Chaim that gets said over, even though it's a habamina, it wasn't printed, but the mamish. As number one, we ask them the sugi on that pay. Number two, we're going to ask in the sugya on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Lefi Reb Chaim, it's not Shayer B'Kinyan. The Kinyan is a Kinyan Gomor. Just you need a Maisa Ishus. Over here in our Gemara, the Gemara says it's a Shayer B'Kinyan. The Hainu, the Kinyan is only B'Mixas. Oh, you're the one who said it to me. You remember on Daf Hey? I don't even remember. He came over to me. So why did we learn that Gemar means that the whole Kenyan's in the Kedushin and the Nesuin is a Maiser Isha? As I said, wait. Hashem, you waited till the end of this month. You don't miss a Seder. You're a good Bacha. Because now you got your answer. Now you know why. Yes, I'm here with Beis. Thus is thus.
You said you would have a Masiro argues if you want
that.
You would have a Masiro argues if you want that.
Oh, the machloikis is not if it's shayer b'kinyanai or not. The machloikis is shayer b'kinyanai a pircha. Nahainu, the Gemara says it is a fact. But mistama, there will be those that will want to learn like you to get out of maskil. But the pashas of the Gemara is not mashman. Mashman the Gemara, the shayer b'kinyanai is a fact. The machloikis is that a pircha or not? Yeah. Okay. Oh, Nos is the... Nos is Mamish, you say this to the Gemara. Nos is the Gemara and Daf Yud, which is Mashlin the Gemara and Daf Hey, that Mamish, Shayer B'Kinyan. It's those that were Mishayer out of Soif. You say this, the Valdi. Nos is Nos. Of a Shire B'Kinyan. Thus is the Gemara. As Livdo Machlaikis, if you darshan a Kal B'Choy. Frek the Taisis Arash, and Taisis in Yivamis Daf Samach Ches. Is our Shaila on the Gemara. If you learn, the Daf Yud, Kedushin Hachman, is a steer in Kedushin, what's the reason why Arus is a Cheles B'Tshuma? On the Gemara on Dafe, Ula, who's an Amayra, says, Mishum Kinyan Kaspas. And it's a Gemara which repeats itself in Yavamis, in Ksuvis, and in other places. That the reason why in Arus is a Cheles B'Tshuma is Mishum Kinyan Kaspas. It repeats itself in three places in Shas. You come to Kedushin, Daf Yud Amud Beis, a different world. It's because of a Kal V'Chaymer. And there's a Machlekes if you have a Kal V'Chaymer. Aye, what happened to Kinyan Kaspoy? Ubi Yeser Ishver was Ula Zamoira. These are Tanoim. How can Amoira argue on Tanoim? Thus is the grace of Shaila. As the Taisis and the Taisis Harosh, in order to do this, they say that. Oh, they say that it has to be one of the drushes is an asmach. As the man the Yamim here will learn, Kinyan Kaspa is not a real drusha. That which the Gemara quotes it all the time is an asmachta. The Tesis Rush says it's not mistaber. Got an interesting klal in Shas. Zug the Tesis Rush, when an Amoira says something, it's not an asmachta. In Tiris Kanim, Sefriz, that could be midrashim, that could be asmachta. Amoiras, we don't like saying asmachta. Just on the club. Oh, as he says the other way around. Kol Torah b'Beisach is a Sifri. That's an Asmachta. The Kal V'Choymer Zot Rashi is going on the din of Kol Torah b'Beisach. As Mele, that's an Asmachta. As this Kal V'Choymer, which is going on Kol Torah b'Beisach, is an Asmachta. That's the way the rushes and Tosis's gewaldig way of getting out of this question, this stira, is one of them is not true. That's the teretz. However, Tosis by us, Luchaira has another teretz. Tosis by us says that the Kal V'Chomer is a gilui on Kinyan Kaspa. As Lefize, Luchoyre, Taisis over here has a new teretz on the shayla of Taisis and Yevamis Samachas. Taisis is the question over there, he says, one of them's an asmachta. But Taisis over here says the Kal V'Chomer is a Gilui Milsa on Kinyan Kaspa. As Ula is going after the Gemara over here. It's not a stira. One is Mashlin, the other one. That's what the Look, I wish I saw someone spoke it out. If the Olam sees it, I would appreciate it. But the Chor, it's a part of the Cheshbon, Al Pi Pshat. The Rishonim, the Tosis Rosh, adds that L'Chor, you have to say one of them is an Asmachta, because what do you need two Psukim for? Because one of them has to be an Asmachta. What do you need two Psukim to tell me the same thing? As on that, in Parashas Koydrach, on the Parshik of Kol Torah B'Beisecha, and in the Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumas, the Kiryat Sefer was written by the Mabit, Rabbi Yachra, they both want to say, a Gishmak HaMahalech, why you need the Parshik of Kol Torah B'Beisecha, if you have already the Parshik of Kinyan Kaspa. They want to say like this, Kinyan Kaspa, if you're a Kinyan Kesef for the Kayin, as a Kinyan Kesef says, the Eved could eat also. When the Eved eats, he's not a Kayin. It's because he's Kinyanai. Rabbah Ber brings a Shana Raya. He also goes with this raid. And he says, a Behema eats meat in Kinyan Kaspai. Even if you're going to say the Eved of the Kayin has Kedushas Kuna, but the Behema of the Kayin doesn't have Kedushas Kuna. I mean, we've heard of the Behema of Rapinchas Ben Yar, who was a big Sadiq, but we still haven't heard of a Behema that was a Kayin yet. That we never heard of. Oh, Behema's not a Kayin. As Kinyan Kaspa includes Behema's Kayanet. As that's obviously not Midin Kuna. That's because the Kinyan of a Kayin eats. Of a Kol Torah B'Beisecha, that tells you that the Isha is a Koyhenes. My Nachmina, the Rosh in Shumais, Perik Vav, says, let's say a Isha was a Yisraelis, and she ate Shuma. As the halacha is, she has to pay Tashlume Shuma to the Kayin. And then she gets married to a Kayin, she gives it to herself. Now she's a Kayanis. As a Mela, she could pay her Tashlume Truma to herself because she became a Kayanis. Ba'oid, Adaf Gemina is, if you give it to him, you become the mitzvah of Nisina Lakayan. If there's a Kayanis, you gave it to a Kayan. As that's the Tesefes Kilu Din of Kol Torah B'Beisecha, that you become a Kohen. What do you need the Din of Kinyan Kaspa? As that's a little bit more complicated. For the Olam that learned Yevamis Samach Vav Amid Aleph, they'll remember there's a sugya of a Kinyan is Eichel. kinyan of a kinyan, that's only a musig by kinyan and not by planis, but I don't want to be marich on a zayta yizach. As rum is lechachamim ve yachim. Okay. Thus is thus. Right. Okay, so thus is the. Okay, let's go weiter. Ravina Amal, that's this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Ravina Amal, Midaraisa, Mishit, Pshitale, the Achma. Umirabanan, who, the Shalachle. Vehi Shalachle. Ravina Amal, Midaraisa, Mishit, Pshitale. Rabbanan, Bachi, why is Midaraisa, Mishit, Pshitale? What's Takab Shah? How does the Ogun learn? Ravina argues. He says, Midaraisa, everyone holds Arusa Ichalas. As the Pnei Yeshua says, he holds that everyone darshins the Kal V'Chomer Midaraisa. What's the Machloikis if you could darshin the Kal V'Chomer and Dine Derabbana? That's what he holds. Another way of learning is maybe he holds Kinyan Kaspoy. You don't need a Kal V'Chomer. Kinyan Kaspoy is Marvin Arusa. That's the two ways of learning. The Pnei Yeshua learns the first way, and he says a Gishmak of Pshat. Rashi over here says in his Loshin, V'chi Shalach Lech, Shamata Lech, Shatam Arusa, Bat Shalach Es, V'chumo, V'lech, Haishas, Asum, Shalach Lech, V'ato, I'ato, Oymer came. Over here Rashi says, bit me. To Pnei Yeshua, why does Rashi only say it on the bottom of the Amid by the Lishna Basra? Why didn't he say it in the Lishna Kama? Now most people, when they read the Rashi, they fly over it and they don't notice. But Rashi over here added something in the Lishna Basra. Why does he add it in the Lishna Basra? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, you know why? Because in the Lishna Basra, everyone holds of the Kal V'Chomer Midaraisa. As what's he telling him? Everyone knows this Kal V'Chomer. As Ata Yata Yodea came? As Bitmiya. Mashenkin, in the first Loshen, it's a Machloikis if you darshan this Kal V'Chomer. I said it's not a Bitmiya. That's the way he speaks out. Hey, Gishmak. Oh. Uzakani Bukhash at the Baku Bakhadri Taira, Lidush Bakal, Bukhami at the day, Mashif Nitnanish, and Biasa Makhilasa Bichuma Kasu, Makhilasa Bichuma, Eloi Hashin and the Simchon, Zush Biasa Makhilasa Bichuma, Ain a Dinja Kasper, Makhilasa Bichuma, Eloi Nechesh, the Simchon. Maes, Shayamur Hakoma, Gusabai Sali, the Hes Bichuma, to the Connors of Hopa, Bisham, the Ulo, afraid she's going to give to her brothers. Okay, as over here is a rizig yechidish in the Gemara. It's something you don't have many times. You have a Kal V'Chomer in Dinei Derabbanan. Usually Kal V'Chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr in the Dreshes. Over here we dash in a Kal V'Chomer in Takonis Gachom. A chidish. But more so, Frek the Pnei Yeshua in the Marit, there's a Gzeira of Simpin. What's the Gzeira of Simpin? Maybe there's a Mum, and it's going to be a Mekach Tois. As was past the Kal V'Chomer. Either there's a Chash, there's going to be a Mekach Tois, or there's no Chash, there'll be a Mekach Tois. Was past the Kal V'Chomer. How could you learn how to Kal V'Chomer from Shivcha? Over here, they needn't. Do you have a Gzeira of Mekach Tois? Maybe there's a Mum, and maybe there'll be a Mekach Tois. Or there's no Gzeira. As was past the Kal V'Chomer on the Din Der Abonan of Gzeira, Mishum Simfin. Thus break the Pnei Yeshua and the Marit. A Goshen Shaila, Starker Shaila Mshat, in Avon. By Bazei, Lechoyer over here, you see a big Yisoid of Rebbe Chanon. Rebbe Chanon is Miyasir in Beya. That in every Takonis Chachamim, there's two steps. There's the Tam and the Gether of the Takon. By Bazei, Mitzah, the Tam of Simfin, it's not Shayach a Kal V'Chomer. Either you have the Tam or you don't have the Tam. If you don't have the Tam, Kal V'Chomer is not going to change it. Oh. And if you don't have the Tam, you don't need a Kal V'Chomer. What's Pshat? The Kal V'chomer is in the Geder. What was the Geder? Mishum Simfin, Chazal said, when you have a Kinyan, you're Oichel B'Tshuma. As in the Geder of the Takanas Chachamim, that Kinyan says, you're Oichel B'Tshuma, and when you don't have a Kinyan, not. Chazal could go ahead and say, something which is a starker Kinyan, we're still going to have a din, that you're not Michael B'Tshuma. If the weaker Kenyan is Michael B'Tshuma, Kal V'Choymer, the starker Kenyan is Michael B'Tshuma. Either it's a shash of Simfin, who cares? But it just, we can't do such a thing because we made a gedder to the Nekana. Kenyan is Michael. As if a starker Kenyan, Shmacher Kenyan does, Kal V'Choymer to a starker Kenyan. That's what you see. Uben bag bav simchin bavodin lesle. I mumin shebegaloi akachazile. I mishum mumin shebeseisa my nafka mina lemalacha kapoile. Lo yichpesle. Nimse ganev okiv justis. Das is shine a big problem. Das is yeah mekach tais. You work as a ganev or a kiv justis. Higiyoi. My homilis in the zuyim my nitlevo malchus. Hanu koile isle. As does Zog the Yomara. As what is a Kuv Yustis? Zog Rashi, Kuv Yustis is a Goynev Nefashis. In English, we say a kidnapper. He doesn't steal money, he steals people. Frektoisis, I from a Gemara M'chayris, that the yes of a kid, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake when he counted the Shkalim. Oh, you see, is it Kuv Yustis? What does it have to do with Kuv Yustis? If it means going to Nefashis. Tais is in another place, in Baba Basra, Tais answers, the Gemara means because the Shkalim were Kaparis and Nefesh. As if he's going to steal the Shkalim, people are not going to have kapara on their nefesh. He's going to cause them to, chas v'shalom, lose their lives. As you see, he's me'ena going to nefashis. Interesting shot. Taisis and Ksubis ask a different question. What? Every eved is a Kuv Yustis? Is a going to nefashis? Yeah. I'm talking about avodim knanim. Gazlonim, we know they are. Ah, but every one of them is Ki'ilu, a coin of Nefashis. Those Frektosis on Rashi in Ksubis. They say, doesn't it? Something is so good about Tosis in Ksubis. This is a Geshmakish tickle from the Kilas Yaakov. It's not here, it's in Yevamis Simin Menkov. He has a very Geshmakish eretz. This Frek the Kilas Yaakov is Shaiva. The Gemara over here says that every Eved is a Ganif. Frek Dekilis Yaakov, the Mishnah in the end of Yevamis says that by Edus Isha, the Hindu, if a lady's husband dies, she needs Edus that she can get married. Chazal were Kilu B'maka Meguna, and they said Eid Echad and Psule Edus. But a Ganif, that they didn't let to be made. Why? Because if he steals, he's choshed l'shakir. Because we need eid echad, but we need a reliable man. Somebody who's a ganif, he's not reliable in his inyanei eidus. Frek the stipler, our Gemara says that stama avodim are ganovim. And the Gemara over there, the Mishnah is mefurish, that avodim on nemon to be made, shemes by law. Zok the stipler, yishmak of shak. He says, Stam Avodim Ganovim doesn't mean they stole already. Stam Avodim Ganovim means they're the kind of people that would steal. But it doesn't mean they stole already. Avad, it's not Matsui that all of them are stealing. Yeah. People would have fired them for Avodim a long time ago. It's not practical. It means you should know when you have an Eved in your house, be careful. He steals. That's why he's not Pasul Eidus. Because Stam Avodim didn't steal already. It just means Stam Avodim, they have the Tunis HaNefesh that they'll steal if they're able to. As over here, when we're handling mekach tois, as if you find out that your ganiv is a stealer, a professional one that's done it many times, das heish nishkin mekach tois. Why? Because I would expect a ganiv, a eved, to be a ganiv. He has that kind of tunas hanefesh that he's a ganiv. As a male, it's not a mekach tois. If an eved becomes a ganiv, he's that kind of a guy that steals. I know these guys are the stealers. They're always stealing. As it's not a mekach tois. But to say he's posel le'edus, that's, he's not posel le'edus. Zav this type, lo lefize, you could answer, kiv yustiv, goyniv nefashis. Frek toises on Rashi. What? Stam avodim are stealing nefashis? We don't find that. Emes. If you'll take a survey, we don't find it. But you should know, avodim knanim, they're the kind of people that they'll steal people if they have to. I know they'll steal people and they'll ask for a ransom, like many of them do in different countries, and v'chule.
Okay. But this is asking from history. This is saying we see in the past that it didn't turn out that they still.
But still, it's not a mekach tois because they have the tunas hanefesh in them. As if you find out that your eved happens to be Mr. Gaini Nefashis, you can't say it's a mekach tois because they have that tunas hanefesh in them. They don't do it a lot. They're scared of the police. They're scared of getting caught. But if it happens to be he is, it's not a mekach tois. It's something you could expect. That's what the Steipler wants to answer. Michli bein lemal bein lemal lo yochlo ma dinayu ikub inayu kibu mosu v'hala. That's the Gemara. Be'ezit Hashem, on Sunday we will start the sugya of mona ein kan mashkin ein kan, the top of the Gemara on chesam et aleph, chesam et beis, a very sadistic sugya. We saved it especially for the last week, because the ones that wait till the end, they can handle I make up one of the big tifa sugyas, mona ein kan mashkin ein kan. Boy, you should have a gishmak sugya the last week to hold us and keep us. As Be'ez Hashem, the top of Ches on the base, the sugya mona ein kan mashkin ein kan, to go back to the mashlon what we used to give before.